Anyway, Death Spiral, the only anime podcast that has been released from its one-year stint in solitary. We're getting back into Gen Pop. You excited, Nate? We're finally out. We're going to mingle.
It's good to see the sun again, you know? It's good to socialize with the other prisoners.
You know, I really lost track of time, so it could have been 1 year, it could have been 10 years, it could have been a million years, but I'm just glad it's over.
I mean, we've always been doing the anime podcast.
Sometimes it feels like that, but we can finally stop watching anime. Isn't that awesome? Oh, God, I'm so excited.
It's true. I'm truly excited to stretch our legs.
Yeah. It's been so long since I saw a flesh and blood human being on screen. I've kind of forgotten what they look like. I think their eyes are a lot smaller.
You know, for a long time, I've watched a couple movies since the restrictions have been lifted. And for the longest time, I thought that I was having trouble with the audio. It turns out they were just speaking in English, and I was not used to that anymore.
You were looking for the sub option. You were trying to switch back to Japanese and you couldn't find it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's doubly funny because I do watch pretty much everything, regardless of language, with subtitles now. I'm one of those guys.
I know. Yeah. You know, it's funny you say that, actually, because I did, too. When we finally they lifted the doors and I scurried out of there.
Like a cockroach.
Yes. Like a little creature. The little creature that I was. I scurried out of the darkness and immediately went to a theater. I went to see Dune 2, one of the trailers, first of all, it was super weird. We got there early, so unfortunately, I suffered through fucking advertisements in a theater, which is just abysmal.
That's gross.
Man, it feels bad. But weirdly enough, all the ads were for Southwest.
Really?
Like four Southwest ads in a row.
I mean, okay, so... That makes sense because I don't know if you remember, but like 2 years ago, Southwest had a huge fucking meltdown with their computer system, and it ruined a lot of holiday travel plans, including my own.
You were caught up in that. That's right.
Yeah, I got stranded where I was supposed to have been visiting my parents for like 3 days. I got stranded there for like an entire extra week. It was great. I loved that.
Yeah, they're really trying to win you back by doing weird movie tie-in ads.
Yeah, they're going full in on what was the British Petroleum, We're Sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But the weird thing was, I'd never seen this before, they had subtitles on for the ads.
Really?
Which is just strange. It really hit me as odd because I don't think I have ever seen that in a theater.
I mean, that again makes sense that they're, because I'm not the only one, a significant portion of people in my age range prefer to watch pretty much everything with subtitles these days. It's like,
yeah,
a lot of people, not just me.
I really feel out of step for that's one of the reasons I feel out of step. I mean, I really feel like this stint in solitary has brought me like super far. I am very incongruous with like the Gen Pop opinions, the zeitgeist right now, because like
you're getting what you're experiencing is Shawshank syndrome. Yeah. The outside world has changed while you were inside, man.
It's true. Stephen King really knew a thing or two about being on the inside. People are really raving over Dune, and like I don't get it. I really don't get it.
I didn't see the first one, so I don't really plan on seeing this new one.
Yeah.
I didn't like the book. I mean, and I read it in high school, which is like when you're supposed to like Dune.
Yeah, you were just racist enough for it to like really be in your wheelhouse.
Hey, come on, man. It was just very boring. How could someone who did as much LSD as Frank Herbert come up with something as so banal as the politics of Dune?
It's odd. It is odd. And, you know, the politics are even weirder today. You know, watching that movie, the politics of it in this specific moment, I mean, like within the month of release, is probably the weirdest time to be watching that specific story play out. But I wasn't even thinking about that stuff. I couldn't even get to that level of thought about it because Christopher Walken is in this movie. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, Chris is in it.
Christopher Walken is in this movie. And when I say in it, he is in it. Whenever he showed up on screen, though, he is doing the voice he does in Pulp Fiction. That's his style. And it stands out so much from everyone else in the entire movie. I began howling with laughter every time he had lines. And my cohorts had to continually punch me in the kidneys to make me stop. But I could not. I had to like bite down on my fist. And he has like four or five scenes. And they really, each one was becoming more and more painful to not stand up and point and shout at the screen. Like, am I the only one seeing this? Is this real?
Okay, I feel like that's not fair to Christopher Walken because we know at this point that that's just the way he is. That's just like the thing he does on camera. And he has reached such a status in the cultural like mind. Like he's memed to I can't put it any other way. He is a memed person at this point.
I know.
And so I know I'm agreeing with you. I think it was a weird choice
to put him
in a big movie like this because you're not going to be able to see anything other than Christopher Walken doing the thing, right?
No, and he doesn't try to hide it. He's definitely in his Brando era. You know, the Brando era near the end when he didn't really care. And he refused to memorize lines, so there was always cue cards right off screen that he was reading off of. Christopher Walken is deep in his late stage Brando era.
I know that this was Orson Welles, but I would really love to hear Christopher Walken voice Unicron in like the next big Transformers movie. That'd be funny.
Your father gave me this Allspark. I had to put the Allspark up my ass. I can't do. I'm the only person who can't do walking.
But yeah, no, I totally get what you mean.
He does do like your father gave me this signet ring. And that part, I almost threw up trying not to laugh.
I mean, you can't not think of it if you know anything about Pulp Fiction at all. It's like probably the Christopher Walken watch scene and the Gimp scene.
Yes.
Like those are the two ones.
Oh, well, there's a few. I mean, that one, obviously the weird thing about the Dune reference being made in the Fatboy Slim music video.
Yeah.
That was a really weird thing to come full circle.
You know what? I didn't even think of that. Is that why they put him in the movie?
I'm not sure Denis Villeneuve was aware of that connection. Maybe he was. I don't know. Somebody must have brought it up on set.
I'm sorry. You don't think Denis Villeneuve was aware of like European house beat from the 90s?
Fatboy is not European.
I thought he was British. I'm pretty sure he's British, dude.
Oh, no. Is he British? I hope not. That would really ruin him for me.
My God,
he is British.
Yeah, he is.
Oh no,
I told
you. I'm so sad right now. I'm so sad.
Oh, you thought he was one of us.
Oh,
that
sucks.
Just to clarify, it is the opinion of the show that the British are a fundamentally unserious people, not worthy of respect.
Unserious people. Just look at what happened with John Cleese. I mean, come on. Are you fucking kidding me? Yeah, that makes me very sad.
Sorry to rain on your parade there.
Yeah, that connection is very strange. There's also just one other thing about Dune, and overall, I think it was a lovely montage of interesting images to look at. I'm not sure I needed 3 hours of them, especially when there's essentially no narrative to speak of to connect the images in like some kind of, I don't know, what is the filmic language you use to describe a sequential plot?
Okay, but enough about Finch's Dune. What about the new one?
Finch's Dune?
Or the Finch? Oh, God. Lynch.
Fincher's Dune?
Yeah.
Lynch's Dune.
Don't call it that.
I you know, Patrick Stewart with the pug under his arm is a better image than anything Villeneuve could come up with. So unfortunately, I am a hater. I know I'm coming across as a massive hater, and I will continue to do so.
I unironically like David Lynch's Dune, even though it's a bad movie.
It's a bad movie. I don't think it's a very good movie, but I do think Picard with a pug running into a battle scene is one of the best things in films. And there's nothing like that in this movie, unfortunately. There is, however, and this is one of those things where I don't know if Denis Villeneuve was aware that he was doing this, but you know the the sort of tired trope of having your villain display their villainy by killing their own henchmen.
Sure.
This is the thing since the early 80s, really, that it's solidified into kind of a trope. I mean, this is like Hank Scorpio, you know?
Yeah.
But so the main bad guys are the pale, bald Harkonnens, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a sequence of Harkonnens in this movie. And every scene with the Harkonnens, and I mean every scene, they kill one of their guys. And not just one. The first scene, they kill one guy. Then we cut to them later on in the movie. They kill two of their guys. We cut to another one. He's killing three of their guys. We cut later on. He's killing five and six of his own guys. This happens over and over again in the movie to the point where these guys are just massacring their own dudes.
I mean, to be fair, that's pretty accurate to what I remember of the book because, like, their whole thing is that they just, like, bioengineer new dudes. They're all pod grown.
Yeah, yeah.
So they don't really have, like, They don't really give a shit about killing their own dudes because they'll just make another one.
Yeah, but the dudes care. They care a lot. They don't want to die.
Yeah, well, if they didn't want to die, they wouldn't be so pale and bald.
And also, man, if you're that pale and bald, you do not want to go to a desert planet. You know what I mean? It's just, it played out as an incredibly funny sight gag over the course of the 6 or 7 hours that this movie went on for. To no payoff, unfortunately. There was no punchline.
Is there going to be a Dune Part 3?
You better believe it, baby.
Oh, boy.
You
okay.
Better believe it.
That's another 3 hours that I don't have time to see.
I'm not looking forward to it. I probably will see it, but man, I'm just bowled over by how much people have been loving this movie. That really, again,
are we seeing the comments yet of like, hey, this is our generation's Lord of the Rings?
It's funny you say that because one of the first thoughts I had upon exiting that movie was Lord of the Rings has destroyed an entire generation of filmmakers.
this is Gen Z Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of is. It's the unfilmable book series, right?
If you want to call it that, I think that Jodorowsky's version of Dune was unfilmable. I think now that we've seen literally two different, very long, like, film adaptations of Dune, like, yes, yeah, it is filmable. They've put it on film. They did that thing. Whether or not it's better on film, I think that's a different question.
This is going to sound like a zinger, but it was obviously filmable because they already made Lawrence of Arabia like 40 years ago.
Hey-o!
Not a zinger. I mean that so sincerely. Not even close to the first person to point out that this is just Lawrence of Arabia via Star Wars. That's all this fucking is.
I just have to step in and say, you said 40 years ago. Like, that's the 80s, dude. Lawrence of Arabia was not made in the 80s.
Yes, I know. You're right. It's been 120 years since that movie was made.
That's better. All right.
I told you, I really lost track of time in the darkness.
Yeah.
Anyway, just to balance it out, since I know I'm the only one apparently who hates Dune, I am one of the masses who loves Shogun. I'll just leave it at that. Shogun fucking whips, dog. That shit kicks ass.
See, it took
ass.
Me a really long time to figure out that there is a new television version of Shogun that's like airing right now. When you brought that up to me in the text, I thought you were talking about
in the text.
I thought you were talking about the 70s miniseries and or the actual book that it was based on.
Well, unlike you, I can read, but I do not want to read that book. But man, I will watch the hell out of this new series because it fucking whips, dog. It is so fucking good.
Yeah? What's so good about
well,
it?
Well, I might have mentioned this, but I watched the first two episodes and the most impressive thing I found, and this is maybe a little bit of haterism pouring out, but they did not have a single samurai sword fight in those first two episodes. And as a show about samurai, just in general, to show that level of restraint, I found to be very admirable. This is not something most people would be able to do. You know what I mean?
You know, a steady hand is hard to find these days in filmmaking.
Well, just imagine the anime adaptation of this. There would be sword fights probably every 5 minutes.
That would be so weird. I would actually be very... I would be very interested in seeing what a Japanese adaptation of Shogun would be like.
Yeah.
If they're still trying to do it from Blackburn's perspective.
That would be really fascinating. I think we've seen a lot of versions of post-Black Ship rolling in anime. You know, mm-hmm. we've seen a lot of kind of samurai stuff like that. But we do not get Protestant versus Catholic conflicts in a lot of those anime. I'm not sure they ever really bring it up in the anime I've seen set in the early to mid 1600s is around when this is taking place.
Yeah, I mean, the prominent one that comes to mind for me is Samurai Champloo, which I think is my favorite version of it because they drive off the initial Black Ships by beating them at a game of baseball, a lethal game of baseball, where they die at the end.
Yeah. Well, in this one, when my English man's shows up, they do boil one of his dudes alive. So I guess that's their version of playing baseball.
I mean, that is cool. I like that.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I think you should watch it. I think everybody should watch that. It's a nice antidote to anime style samurai. I think seeing kind of that historical context and, like, you know, the Portuguese just stunting on these guys is kind of fun to watch, even though it is truly evil. I mean, the Portuguese doing some heinous shit.
We all remember what Portugal did, and we are pissed about it.
The Portuguese and the Spanish were up to some nefarious shit, you know? But yeah, just like the Portuguese, I am a hater. And so I just want to hate on one more thing before we move on.
Okay.
Because I have been playing Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, come on, dude. I don't want to know anything about
it. Well, I'll keep it broad. What do you think about this? I'm in Costa del Sol. My party has reached the beach. And this is not a spoiler either because I know there's less of it in the original game, but there's a lot more of it in this adaptation. The Three's Company thing that's going on between Cloud and Aerith and Tifa, I think I really hate that. I think I really hate that.
Yeah.
It's grating.
You know, it feels a bit, I don't throw around this word lightly, but it feels a bit pandery. Right? It feels a bit leaning into the whole, like, best girl thing, which is another aspect of just anime in general that I don't like.
Yes.
And it's especially weird because I've played the original Final Fantasy VII quite a bit, and it's not really a thing in there. It's very clear that Cloud and Aerith are a thing, and Tifa, for lack of a better word, is a cuck and unbased.
She's friend-zoned.
Yeah. but it's clear who the story wants you to be pursuing. And now that they're playing up this, like, love triangle, who's it gonna be thing, I agree, that's a bit distasteful.
Yes, they're pushing it really hard in this whole remake project. Especially that, like, Tifa has been pining over him, you know? That was a big thing in the first remake game, was like, mm-hmm. they meet up and she's like, oh, I've been thinking about you this whole time. And Cloud's like, I haven't been thinking about you.
Cue that Mad Men gif.
Yes, exactly. I don't think about you at all.
Yeah.
And she doesn't take the hint, though. Her and Aerith are like constantly running off and giggling about boys together, which I find just, yeah, that sucks. It sucks, dude.
It sucks that's like how they characterize their friendship, but I do like that it's trying to play up that they had a relationship and liked each other and were friends. I kind of like that because that really was an aspect that got looked over in the original script.
Yes, it's just unfortunate that going back to that old chestnut, they don't seem to ever pass the Bechdel test. You know, they only talk about boys, and one boy in particular, and one very emotionally stunted loser asshole boy.
Yeah, no, we can say that Cloud is unlikable as a person. That's fine.
He's very unlikable. He's really, really an unlikable man.
Like, are we forgetting the fact that he's like a mercenary? That's not a job that cool people do.
Is he even? Because he doesn't really seem to take a lot of jobs outside of this Avalanche one, which turned out to not really be a job.
He was taking jobs
all.
And then he got kind of caught up in the whole saving the world thing. It's a hero's journey. Come on, you know this.
And then Sephiroth showed up on the scene and he was like, I gotta do this instead.
Yeah, my bae is here. Gotta go take care of him.
Yeah. There is a weird thing, though, where Barrett is constantly going, hey, you guys, I don't think we should be having fun right now. We're supposed to be, like, saving the world. And everybody, like, rolls their eyes like he's being unreasonable, but he's not. Barrett is correct.
I mean, that's because they're all racist.
I know. Why do they treat Barrett like that, man? He's the only serious one, and they have to, like, play him off as he's, like, a big joke.
I mean, he's the one trying to save his kid. He has an actual kid that he's trying to save.
He has real stakes in this shit.
Yeah.
He's a grown-ass man who has had a whole-ass life. He deserves more respect from these fucking children.
With their hair gel and their love triangles.
That's my oldest old man take. Is like, actually, Barrett deserves way more respect from these little fucked up tweens.
I mean, it's true, though. It's true.
It is true.
He is technically a terrorist, but it's true.
Yeah.
He's technically killed a lot of people, but, you know, he's cool.
He's correct, but he's correct to do it. He's correct to have done it. Barrett did nothing wrong.
Okay. All right. All right.
And can I just say, as the fidelity of the graphics surrounding our main cast get clearer and clearer, Tifa's weird doll face looks creepier and creepier.
Well, we're approaching that ever-present uncanny valley, right?
I think we are moving deep into the valley, like so deep the sun doesn't reach.
An uncanny trench.
Yeah, it's the uncanny Marianas Trench. The sun has never kissed where Tifa's face lives in that trench.
If you were to show me a picture of Tifa's character model in, you know, 4K, best display that you can give me of it, and put it next to, say, a real doll, not sure I could tell the difference.
It's like, when I was playing it, one thought kept occurring to me, which was like, this game, this whole remake project, is sort of like an AI upscaled version of a Claude Monet painting. You know what I mean?
I mean, that sounds cool, though. When you put it like that, that sounds like it would look cool and interesting.
Oh my God, you like that? You like that?
Just the way that you described it.
A JRPG on the PS1, that is an impressionistic work, right? We are dealing with the word that you make fun of me for, metaphorized versions of all these elements, right? And that's kind of what makes the plot work, is because everything is abstracted in a weird way. It's all representational. When you bring that stuff into focus, I think it just becomes too weird. I think it just feels too weird.
Again, I can't comment because I don't have a PS5 and you won't buy me one, so I can't play the game.
You'll get there. Anyway, it's all Disc 2 shit. It's all mini games. Oh, and you know what? Here's just so I don't sound like too much of a hater.
You do.
I like Fort Condor. I like the new version of Fort Condor.
They should have just put a full-on Dota rip-off minigame in place of Fort Condor.
They really should. Actually, that I wish cool. They had fleshed out Fort Condor even more. If most of the game was just playing Fort Condor, this would be my game of the year. Fort Condor and the new card game are actually both really good.
Okay, now you sound like, I was about to say it, but now you definitely sound like those losers that are like, I play Witcher 3 for Gwent. There's some cool side quests around the Gwent main game.
I do kind of like Gwent. I do like Gwent.
Yeah, I bet you do. I do.
I like the card game mini games in big games. I'm that guy, I guess.
I shouldn't be making this joke because I legit really liked Triple Triad from Final Fantasy 8 and 9. I got really good at playing that game.
I like Triple Triad. I like Triple Triad in 8 a lot. I would always stop and play Triple Triad.
Hey, I always got time for a game of cards, man.
Sure. I just found out I may be like my own dad, but I will play card games with a random stranger.
My favorite is when you beat a boss and then you can immediately challenge them to a game of cards afterward.
Yeah, that's fucking sick. That's what we've lost in video games.
Weird shit like that.
Anyway, I don't know. Man, I don't know. I don't know about Final Fantasy VII, dog. I'm not sure. This thing is really warping what I thought I knew about Final Fantasy VII. It's changing a lot of weird things in my brain.
I'm excited. I really want to play it, and it's genuinely something that I've been looking forward to because I enjoyed the first remake a lot. So
yeah,
hate all you want. I'm going to get around to it eventually.
Hey, I know there's no stopping you from playing this game, except for buying a PlayStation. That has that stopped you hard. Oh, and the Moogles are redesigned and they look ugly. Okay, anyway, we can move on.
I had to slip one last thing
new
in there.
Moogles look fucking ugly, dude. They look like dog shit. They look bad.
Okay, enough of that.
Okay, Haters Corner. I'm closing up Haters Corner. We can move on.
Okay.
Yes, you've brought something to the table here for me, Nate.
Well, okay, so over the last year that we've been doing this show, we've been getting, understandably, a lot of fan mail, physical mail, in letter form to us here down in the anime bunker. You know, I think that we should address some of these because it has been a real great outpouring of support from the fans. I think it's time to give back.
I do not ignore my fans in need. If you have questions that are in desperate need of answering, lay it on me.
All
what
right.
do you got, Nate? I'll answer any question. Any question at all.
Question one. Dear Anime Death Spiral, my mom, who I was very close to, died 2 years ago. I have a sister, not related by blood, whom I had not spoken to for years. But, surprisingly, we came together and arranged a wonderful funeral for my mom and cleared her house with no issues and no fallouts over who would get what. Most things we seemed to agree on. Mom had a set of 4 Evangelion figurines. Rei, Asuka, Misato, and Mari. So that includes the new films. And my sister put her name on one. I also liked these figs and said it would be a shame to split the set, so she agreed I could have it. Now, 2 years on and totally out of the blue, she has said in a text message that she wants her figurines back now. I explained that it's not hers and that she gave them to me. She said she didn't and that I was only looking after them till she wanted them. I now don't want to speak to her as I feel I will tell her what I think of her.
Oh, shit.
So I'm avoiding phone calls, etc. I know, this is pretty serious.
What the hell?
We've been getting on so well, going out on day trips together, meeting for coffee, and making regular phone calls, again, after years of not speaking. What do I do? Tell her how upset I am? And take a risk that things might blow up? Or just hold my tongue and try and hold on to these figurines? That is from Torn in Fremont.
Okay. So Torn in Fremont, I hear you loud and clear. Obviously, these Ava figures probably meant a lot to your mom. It seems by calling her your mom, I'm going to go out on a limb and say this is probably like a stepsister from your dad, right? So you probably have a kind of a sentimental attachment as these are like your mom's figures, I have to assume. And not that like these are your cum tribute statues, right?
I mean, we can't rule out that that's what they were for. They were only of the female characters, right? You know, there's
it is true. I noticed that
yeah.
We don't have a Shinji in here.
There's no Shinji, you know, there's no Toji. They had Avas too.
We don't even have an Ava. So your mom
Misato
didn't even,
wasn't even a pilot and she gets a fig?
Yeah, that is weird. I did pick up on that. No Pengu. Pengi? Was his name Pengi?
Pen-Pen. His name was Pen-Pen.
Pen-Pen! Dude, what was Pen-Pen up to? Why did we never go back to Pen-Pen?
Most likely Pen-Pen was included as a cynical studio edition, right? Like, hey, Hideyuki, you need to put an animal mascot in there.
In that case, they were correct. We needed a Pen-Pen.
Oh, true.
Desperately needed a Pen-Pen.
If there was no comical relief in that apartment, it would just be too depressing.
Look, my entire feelings about End of Evangelion would turn on a dime if Pen-Pen had gotten into an Ava and fought at the end of that movie.
That
justice for Pen-Pen.
That would have been truly something to see.
It would have been incredible. Anyway, look, buddy, okay. I've made my feelings clear about merchandise in general on this show. Developing emotional attachments to toys is deeply unhealthy for anybody.
It's not the sign of a healthy society.
Yes. But in this case, fuck her. Right?
Absolutely. The only thing, though, is I would say let the sister have the figurines. One, because they probably were for sexual purposes. They probably do have a fair amount of somebody's cum on them.
Ugh. God.
And two, because their mom had trash taste in anime.
Yeah, this mom really could have, like, picked anything. And she went straight for the most basic fucking set, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is like...
Let's just say it. Evangelion is like some normcore mid-shit at this point.
It is. We all like to pretend like it's edgy, but like this isn't the 90s anymore, guys. Ava's basic. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, but it sounds like your mom sucked and her anime sucked and you should probably just forget about her.
And I wonder, like, did the sister know about the figures before all this? Did she only agree to do all this because of the figures? Was she angling for the figures the whole time?
Well, no, you see, it's a bit different. The sister was a ironic Ava hater back in the day. But now that Ava is, like, popular for normal people to be into, as like, oh yeah, huh, I'm an anime guy, I like Ava. Now she's trying to get on that train and wants the Ava figures back to stunt with.
Okay. Well, here's my final thought. All I have to say is, you know, if you watch the Teddy Lloyd me video, it's not a coincidence that the boy in that video gets attacked by his Ava figures. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, I hope that helped Torn and Fremont. Why don't you read the next one here?
You want me to do the next one?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, what do you got for me here? Let's see. Dear Anime Death Spiral, my husband has a poor relationship with our son and his wife. They want nothing to do with him and don't want him around the grandchildren because he only watches dubs. My husband tells me I should stick up for him and tell him that American voice actors have actually been getting a lot better recently, and that he would never do or say anything bad about subs in front of the grandkids. My son and his wife have made their decision. If I send them a text or visit them, it causes fights in our house because he is not welcome. Now my husband is demanding that I choose. Stand by him and have nothing to do with our kids, or choose the kids and have nothing more to do with him. How fair is it to have to make a choice like that? Torn in Florida.
Oh, gosh. Well, Torn in Florida, and this may just be my opinion, but I'm an eternal dubs hater, so ditch the
divorce.
Potato. Yeah,
divorce. Divorce. This is, there could be no clearer answer to this question. This man is deranged.
Hit the lawyer, call a gym, get off Facebook.
Look, this son is correct. I know older people grew up in a time where they didn't have DVDs. You couldn't select voice options. You just got what you got. You bought a VHS tape from a disreputable importer who you met through like some weird listserv, and you just got what you got. You got a VHS, you popped it in. Oh, it has the American dub, whatever. But times have changed, old man.
We have options now, and you know, the subtitles in the original language, it's so much easier to find with just the click of a button. There's no excuse.
And risking slipping back into hater corner, I disagree with this man. I think American voice actors have gotten markedly worse.
Oh, absolutely.
I think we're backsliding.
Well, first of all, I find it interesting that there is like a very clear divide in the voice acting world between people who do anime dubs and like other voice actors that do
like games and cartoons and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like you don't see Billy West doing a lot of anime dubs, right?
If Billy West was out here and also Billy West could do every single character in an anime. and each voice would be completely different. And if he did that, I would watch dubbed. But we don't get Billy West. We don't get Billy West doing Dungeon Meshi. We don't get Billy West doing, you know, the cyberpunk anime. We don't get Billy West doing the reissue of Evangelion, speaking of. We don't get any of that shit. What we get is these weird, entrenched choices that were made a while ago, and American voice actors, anime voice actors, seem to just be doubling down on them every year. I'm thinking very specifically of that weird, whiny, high-pitched voice they do for like teen high school girls in anime. That completely unnatural voice that does not exist in like any other voice acting context. It seems to be just anime.
I have a theory about that, actually.
I think it's
because they are trying to nail down what the, for lack of a better term, like Anglicization of the Japanese. I can't say that. I got bad words today.
The Anglicans. Yeah, yes. No, I get it.
Yes. The Englishifying of the Japanese tone and meter of the way they speak, right? I mean, Japanese high school girls in Japanese sound a certain way. There's no denying that. I'm not saying it's true to reality, but that's the way they portray it in the original, like, voice acting.
Yes.
So I feel like they're trying to hit the same notes when they do it in English, as opposed to doing something that sounds good in English. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense. I think I agree with you there. I find it to be an egregious mistake. And a good voice director would call that shit out. Do you know Toast of London?
Yes, of course, of course.
Can you hear me, Clem Fandango?
Yes, I love that bit.
I feel like we have that guy in the booth for every American dub session.
Yeah.
He's just completely checked out. He's not even listening. He's just giving the thumbs up to anything. These horrible choices are being made. And can you hear me, Clem Fandango, is the only the only thing coming through.
Go fuck yourself, Clem.
Why didn't we get Matt Berry to do fucking anime voices? Are you kidding me?
Especially, like, it's he has range. You know, he's known for doing that kind of funny baritone, like, overly dramatic British actor voice thing.
Yes.
Which, you know, is a shtick. Because if you hear him sing, which he has several albums, like, he's pretty good. He has a totally different voice when he sings.
Yes, he does.
He's very high-pitched, actually.
Also funny.
Yeah.
Also a funny voice. I want Matt Berry to play Guts in the new anime.
Hell yeah.
Then I'm back in.
Who plays Griffith?
Oh, man. Jeez.
I say Tilda Swinton.
Tilda Swinton would be kind of interesting. She has a really interesting voice. I was thinking, go out of left field. Let's get Ryan Gosling.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Doing a little Deadpool in there.
That's Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, shit.
Though that would be a strong choice. I'm not sure I would hate that.
Sorry. Again, we have been in the dark for so long. My brain is completely addled at this point.
Your brain is scrambled eggs for sure. Okay. Let's move on to the next question. Why don't you lay this on?
Anyway, Torn in Florida, get divorced. Fuck the guy.
Get divorced. Yeah. Divorce is obvious here.
Okay. All right, next question. This next letter, he is as such.
Very natural.
I know, right? I'm very good at transitions.
This question is as follows.
Dear Anime Death Spiral, I recently married and was excited to be part of my husband's family. My own siblings and I are not particularly close. During COVID, one of my husband's sisters started an anime Discord channel in which they share memes and recommendations. I thought it was a great idea. Not technically being a family member yet, I understood why I wasn't invited to the channel, but after our wedding, they still didn't invite me. Come to find out, none of the spouses are included. I've also learned that from my husband that his mother really has no respect for any of her children's spouses because technically, our anime is cringed and unbased, completely cucked, end quote. They aren't sharing earth-shattering information with one another. It's normally best girl rankings or horny posting. It is very hurtful that I'm not included. I have to hear everything secondhand from my husband. Am I wrong to feel this way? I asked him to add me to the list and he tried, but couldn't. Instead of pursuing it with his sister, he just dropped it.
Couldn't?
Couldn't. That is from Torn in Utica.
Okay, well, first of all, I want to point out, you got married during COVID, huh?
I know, a bold choice.
Why?
Unrecommended, some would say.
You couldn't wait?
You know, they looked around, what? Saw the heaps of bodies, the world basically, like, admitting that, like, oh, yeah, this is it, we're ending. We're all giving up, and they're like, oh, well, shit, better spend $8,000 on a fucking wedding, especially married to some guy with a bitch family. I'll say it.
Typhus just ripping apart the general populace, and they're like, we need to get a big fucking party going so that we can have a legal document ratified.
You know, if you just go to the courthouse, they'll give you that for money. Like, you don't need to have the wedding. Like, you just go there and you give them $200 and then they give you a piece of paper that says, hey, you're married now.
Yeah. So right off the bat, I do feel like this has already biased me against both of them. I feel like they're both probably kind of bad people, kind of bad and inconsiderate people. So I'm not surprised about the Discord snub. So it's a little hard to like be empathetic about not getting the invite. At the same time, your husband is obviously a dumb piece of shit. Like, it's so easy to just add somebody to a Discord server.
Well, you can, if you have mod privileges, you can make them invisible, too. They won't even know you're
there. Yeah, exactly. Like, they wouldn't even know.
If you don't post, they would never know.
Now, the thing that that implies, right, is that some shit is going down in that channel.
Oh, yeah, they're absolutely talking shit, right?
Some creepy shit. I mean, that is one angle that I considered. Yeah, they're talking shit about the wife. But also, there could just be some nasty shit going down, you know?
Oh, you think that's where they're talking about the anime that will not be named kind of stuff?
Yeah, I think we're working through some, let's say, quote-unquote fan art in the in the old Discord.
I see.
That maybe wifey shouldn't know about, you know what I mean?
But with family? Oh,
I know, that's what makes it even weirder. It's like, what? Why are you doing with the fam? Like, what's going on there? Weird.
I mean, I can say personally that anime is not something that you watch with your family or with loved ones in general, even with people that, you know, you just kind of like, that you know like anime too. It's in fact something that should be done entirely, exclusively in the solo times, at night, away from prying eyes.
Yes.
No one wants to see you watching anime. It's literally you at your worst.
Something we established in literally the first episode.
And so the fact that they have a family channel where they discuss watching anime with each other, I think that, again, get divorced absolutely right away. You don't want to be part of this family.
Yeah.
There's some weird shit going down.
Yeah, you know, it's like the first hint is obviously the mom being some kind of weird anime elitist that obviously stunted her children, turned them into weird degenerates who are probably watching isekai, and not even the kind of isekai that like gets publicized, the deep isekai, the kind that you can't buy official DVDs for.
They won't translate it legally.
Yeah, they refuse to legally translate. I think this is divorce. I think
divorce.
This is easily a divorce. Easy divorce.
Chuck the husband.
Torin Utica, you got to get out.
You got to get out of there.
You got to get out now. Get out now. Do you have a bug out bag?
Yeah, all right. I hope that helps Torin in Utica. But it sounds like a pretty bad situation. All right, we got one more letter here. Why don't you go ahead and read this one out?
All right, let's see. What do we got? What do we got here? Paper shuffling sound. Okay. Dear Anime Death Spiral, I just got a phone call from my son. He said, I've been arrested for possession of hentai with intent to distribute. I know he had used hentai on occasion, but I'm sure he never tried to sell it. A lawyer told me if someone is caught with hentai, chances are the police will add intent to distribute, especially if it's a doujin. The accusation of intent changes the crime from a misdemeanor to a felony. ADS... My son is a good kid. He attends college and has a part-time job. He didn't hurt anyone. He didn't steal anything. He didn't cheat anybody. He was caught with hentai for his own personal use. And for this, he could get 30 years in prison? He has never gotten so much as a parking ticket. I don't approve of tentacles or NTR or incest, but this punishment seems pretty excessive. I can't help but think of the thousands of families who have suffered the same horror. These harsh laws hurt us all. People who criminalize hentai believe users are dangerous addicts in dark trench coats, lurking near schools, ready to explain how she's actually a 300-year-old vampire. I plead for compassion for those who are hurting only themselves when they view this material. What they need is counseling and medical intervention, not prison. Harsh laws don't work. Furthermore, it costs us a fortune in taxes to prosecute and incarcerate people who pose no danger to society. Enough. Shredded in Saskatoon. Now, obviously, I agree. This is, you know, I don't believe in a carceral state. And I especially don't believe in somebody getting 30 years for hentai 30 years maybe for selling bootleg Naruto caps on the street corner. Sure, that makes sense.
Single chapters, Lucy's.
Yeah, you know, if you're selling non-official Demon Slayer playing cards, yes, you should obviously go to jail for the rest of your life.
That just hurts too many people.
Yeah, I mean, come on. But a hentai doujin, you know, something like, I don't know, One Pump Man, Tricum, you know, Dragon Bust Z, obviously. These things don't help society. They're not good, and they're not good for you.
No, and I think the writer really touches on that when they say that they are, in fact, only hurting themselves, you know. Akira Toriyama, he's not hurting out there, but your son, you know, whether or not what he did deserves a punishment like this, which, personally, I say it does. I think that he does deserve 30 years to life, probably.
But not for this, surely.
But that's for different reasons.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah. I think the only thing I truly disagree with here is that I do believe that an excess of acceptance of these hentai consumers is a danger to society. I do see us kind of falling in towards that hedonistic death trap that anime is so good at suckling you into.
I don't agree that he didn't hurt anyone. I think that statement is false, because obviously he did hurt himself, and he did hurt you, Shredded in Saskatoon.
Yeah, let's not leave your feelings out of this.
Yeah, don't invalidate your feelings. I mean, now you have to think of your son as the kind of guy who's jerking off to high school DXD body pillows. I mean, you're the mother of that guy now. I know that must hurt.
I mean, it must be incredibly hard to walk into your son's room and see a poster for Dance in the Vampire Bund. I understand.
Yeah.
But that is something that you're going to have to come to terms with on your own time. In the right now, in this moment, your son absolutely needs to be taken off the streets and put into therapy.
Yes. I mean, the sooner we can get him to stop pretending like they're only jokes in Bakemonogatari, he's not actually a pedophile. If we can get him to, like, really admit and be honest with himself that, yes, obviously that dude is a pedophile, we could get him back to a place that's healthy, where he can go back to college. He can get a degree in communications. He can work as a barista for the rest of his life. You know, it's not prison, but don't you think that's punishment enough?
So I hope that helps guide how you deal with this, Shredded in Saskatoon. We really, our hearts really reach out and ache for you.
Godspeed.
All right, you want to take a break?
Yeah, let's cool it for a second here. Whew. All right, guys, now I'm not sure if emerging from the hole is something to celebrate, but I thought it would be an interesting experiment to kind of explore the culmination of an entire year submerged deep within the bowels of anime and manga. So I went back and I kind of reviewed everything that we had gone over, and I was dismayed to see the sheer glut of things, just things that have taken up a year of our life.
I can truly say I've watched more anime now in this year than I ever did, like, the entire time of, like, middle school and high school, where I would consider, like, my peak anime years, right?
Yeah.
I have hate watched more things now than I've ever watched things that I liked then.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I wish I could say the same, but I can't. I cannot.
Well, no, you have that insatiable need to fill what I believe a lot of philosophers would refer to as your god hole with anime, amongst other things. It's never enough. It's never gonna be enough, but you keep shoveling it in there.
It is simply that I cannot allow myself to be alone with my thoughts for even 1 second.
That's healthy. That's yep. A good thing to know about yourself.
No, that's good. It's good. I have a lot of self-awareness, which is something my therapist says is a building block towards wellness. I don't tell her about the anime though, so
does she know about the podcast?
God, no, she doesn't know any of this shit.
Okay, good.
I keep my personal life and my work life separate.
I don't want my parole officer to find out.
I don't want to go back. You can't take me back. So we're gonna go over this a nice stroll down memory lane, let's say, and just briefly revisit our anime past and celebrate. Seems bad to use that word. It seems like a bad word.
No, this isn't a celebration. This is an indictment, if anything, of how we spent our time.
Celebrate is not the right word. You know, what's that thing where you write something that you want to let go of on like a piece of paper and then you burn it?
You're talking about a confession. You're talking about like a Catholic confession.
I suppose. Okay, this is our confessional.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a name. We are going to strike it from the record forcefully. I'm going to give you the name, and then we're both going to give a response, and then we're going to move on, okay?
All right.
We're going to hammer these out. Are you ready? Are you strapped in?
I do nothing but think of the past.
All right.
So, yes.
Let's go over what we've done this year, Nate.
Oh, boy. I don't think I'm ready for this level of shame, but let's do it anyway.
It's going to be intense. I'm going all the way back. Tick, tick, tick. The clock is spinning backwards, and now we're at episode one. Let's fucking go.
All right.
Where did we start? Where did it all begin? Number one, Fujimi Lovers.
Perfect love story.
Perfect love story. Parasite.
Oscar worthy.
Incredible. Resident Evil Revelations.
Bad game.
You're on a boat.
But bad.
Bad boat. Resident Evil 5.
Bad game, but good.
It was a remake. Unicorn Wars.
Pass.
Beautiful. Kingdom Hearts.
Bad game, but good, but also bad.
No, terrible. Bochy the Rock.
You know, I love it.
Anime guitars. Ragna Crimson.
Bad dragon.
Edgelord bullshit. Natsume Arata getting married.
Pass.
Hottest clown. You and I are polar opposites.
Polar opposites?
Polar opposites. Go.
I'm still reading it.
I don't like that. Uma Musume.
You know I love him.
Monster fucker. Team Medical Dragon.
Pass.
I have been having heart issues. Mysterious Girlfriend X.
You put your mouth on that?
I have been having girlfriend issues. Star Wars.
George really needs to take a break.
It sucks so bad. Robin Hood anime.
I liked it more than I thought I would.
Kind of better than Dune. Fist of the North Star of live action.
Definitely
perfect,
better than Dune.
Perfect, no notes. Trigun Stampede.
Lots of notes, imperfect.
3D is still bad. Final Fantasy in general.
It's bad, but yeah,
it's
I like
bad.
It.
Hell's Paradise.
It's good.
Good, very good. Tengoku Daimakyo.
It's really good. Hell yeah, dude.
Probably the best of that year. Mashley.
Yeah, absolutely. Anime of the year.
Fuck Harry Potter. Rayliana in the Duke's Castle.
We still never found out why she was in the Duke's Castle.
I never found out. Danger's in my heart.
Makes me uncomfortable
literally,
because of age stuff.
Literally happened to me. Oshinoko.
It did not literally happen to you.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Deadmount Deathblade.
Pass.
Mids. Jujutsu Kaisen.
Did not deserve anime
Damn.
Of the year.
I hope those guys are still alive. Girl I Like forgot her glasses.
Definitely did not deserve anime
did
of the
she
year.
Ever, did she find the glasses? Rurouni Kenshin.
$4,000.
Undead Girl Murder Farce.
Pass.
Pass. Dark Gathering.
Pass.
I liked it. Helk.
Muscles are funny.
Beefcake. Gene of AI.
AI wrote this
Westworld.
Anime.
Westworld. Cutesy Westworld. Sinduality Noir.
Uncomfortable age implication.
Dehydrated Gurren Lagann. Futari Switch.
Pass.
Gender Swap Awesome. Oshimai.
Pass.
Pass. Oh, Sentai Daishikaku. Loser Ranger is great. Coming out soon. Tiger won't eat dragon yet.
Yeah, on my list.
Oh, love it. Name, period.
probably
the most perverted shit I've ever seen. Bathroom Gua.
Pass.
More anthologies are fantastic. Last Summer Vacation.
Pass.
Murder Lesbians. My girlfriend gives me goosebumps.
Your girlfriend gives me goosebumps too.
Don't meet her in a dark alley. Baina.
Pass.
Super Baby.
Better than Baby Geniuses.
Adults actually fuck too. Odd Taxi.
Top three.
Dude, what? Teppu.
Muscles are cool.
Yeah. Neru, Way of the Martial Artist.
Muscles are still cool.
Jackie Chan shouldn't be taken seriously. Holy Land.
Pass.
Incel fighting. Fake Strange Fake.
Pervert shit.
Great. Starving Anonymous.
Pass.
McDonald's Hate Letter. Dorei Yugi.
Pass.
Pass. Bloody Junkie.
Pass.
Pass. Arata Kangatari.
Pass.
Isetized before they were cool. Princess Resurrection Nightmare.
Solves a lot of problems.
Weird spin-offs. Hitman Reborn.
Hitman's cool.
Baby Killer. Automan.
I like to put my feet up.
Otoman. I'm not a husband. Zom 100. Hate it.
Zack Snyder shit. Sucked.
Holy shit. Ayaka.
Pass.
Pass. Honorable Farmer.
Better than Full Metal Alchemist.
Milking is also profound. Masterful Cat.
Also better than Full Metal
Cats
Alchemist.
Cats hate women. Shin Kamen Rider.
Ano hates women.
Ano hate women. Girlfriend cross girlfriend.
This guy loves
dude
women.
Hate, I hate the dude. Okairi Alice.
Hates women.
Perfect. No notes. Blue Drop.
Pervert shit.
Wants to be women. Tsugumi Project.
Pass.
France makes manga better. Shumatsu no Jinrui ni Bunmei wa Hatsuyo Deska.
Huh?
Very cute. Shy.
Superheroes are still lame.
I hate cape shit. Dead account.
Phones are bad.
Phones be bad. Phone bad. Dogen Anki.
Pass.
Ogi. Don't be racist against Oni. Promise Neverland.
Top four.
Top four. Sinking too deep into your rabbit hole.
Pass.
Pass. Oh, maidens in your savage season.
Hey, girls are perverts too.
Yeah, girls are pervs. Fate Zero.
Pervert shit.
Actually good. Mononoke.
Pervert shit.
Style Maven. The Fable.
Pass.
Tarantino shit. Smile on the Runway.
Better than Son of Bisque Doll.
Fashion is good. Keep your hands off Isaac.
Shit. What's that guy's
come
name?
On. Come on.
Masaaki Yuas is good.
Yes. Perfect. No notes. Full Metal Alchemist, the live action one.
Very bad.
Dude, the hair. Tomie, live action. Either
it's
one.
Very good.
Good and bad. Spider-Man, Spider-Man Fake Red.
Spider-Man spinoffs are cool when it's not about Spider-Man.
I like Spider-Man. Star, Strike It Rich.
Pass.
Girls Fight. Shukaku no Junigatsu.
Pass.
Pass. Goodnight World.
Pass.
MMOs are evil. One Piece live action.
Pretty good.
Hair was better. Devilman live action. Debuduman.
Really bad.
Hair was really good. How do we relationship?
Lesbians suck too sometimes.
Jesus Christ, I cried so much. Hotaru no Yomeiri.
Pass.
Killers make good lays. Tome Otoko to Ningen Ona.
Pass.
Pass. Ichi the Killer.
I couldn't finish
damn,
it.
Yeah, yeah, he could finish though. Outlander.
Pass.
he could finish too. Raw Hero.
Pervert shit.
Holy
but the good
shit.
Kind.
Holy shit, dude. Holy shit. Myrunovich.
Pass.
You gotta get self-confidence. How to Train Your Devil.
Pass.
Pervert shit. Paradox Live Phantom Rappers.
Battle of the Bands is never gonna be cool.
Basically Hamilton. I'm in love with the villainess.
It would be way, way worse if
come on,
she was
come on,
a dude.
Faster. Villainous, whatever. Shangri-La Frontier.
MMOs suck.
Ram Kamenahashi, Deranged Detective.
Sherlock Holmes is cooler.
Why is Sherlock Holmes? Why keep Sherlock Holmes out of shit? Soso no Friren.
Those were the days.
Those were the days. Bull Buster.
It's just a job, dude.
It's Caterpillar is cool, I guess. Migi and Dolly.
It was left and right, dude. You fucked that up.
Oh, my God. Twins are cool. Kamirabi God.app.
Phones suck. Phone bad.
Yoko Taro stick to games. Spy Family.
Pretty dang good.
I cry every time. I'm disgraced. I'm giving the disgraced noble lady I rescued a crash course in naughtiness.
Good title.
I don't know. That's not that naughty. Unicorns aren't horny.
Yes, they are.
They were the title lies. BX.
UBX.
Boxers are horny. Day Gray Man.
That's old as shit, dude. Boomer
Catholic
anime.
Shit. Fucking Catholic shit. Kiss Cross Death.
It's pronounced Kiss X Death.
Kiss X Death. Sick as hell. Rebirth Redead.
Redundant.
Didn't get picked up. Please give me your blood. I will serve you in gratitude.
Pass.
More vampire subservience. King's Game.
Should have been King's Cup.
It basically was. Fantastic Planet.
Savage.
French got it. Ergo Proxy.
Hey, I liked Blade Runner too.
Radiohead knows good anime. Tenchi no Tamago.
Heaven's Egg.
I think that's where Sephiroth
that's all I know
comes
about
from.
It.
Golden Boy.
Love it.
Pervert shit. Perfect Blue.
Pervert shit.
Pervert shit, but in the worst way. Elfin Lied.
I've seen it, but still pass.
Edgy pervert shit. Spirited Away.
Miyazaki.
Perfect. No notes. Pluto is fantastic.
No notes.
No notes. Tengu Barai no Sankyodai.
Pass.
Pass. No name.
Pass.
Never got a second issue. Mama Yu Yu.
Demons are cool.
Yeah, that one's gotten weird. Grimace.
Love the Shakes.
Love the first issue. Solitary Gourmet.
Fucking racist.
I hate that racist. Berserk of Gluttony.
That dude is also racist, but for different reasons.
I hate that shit so much. Under Ninja.
It's just a job.
Ninjas can be funny. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure in general.
Love it.
Best shit. Akuma-kun.
Pass.
OG. What an OG. Onimusha.
Hey, Capcom, right?
Capcom. Video games shouldn't be anime. Scott Pilgrim.
I liked it.
Fuck it.
It's good.
Scavenger's Reign.
I liked it. It's good.
The most French thing that's not French. Suzume.
Doors, man. Didn't see it.
Yeah, Doors. Doors and Stools. Shiki.
Pass.
That's that good vampire shit. Hell Girl.
Pass.
It's fine. Hell Reaper Girl.
Pass.
That's reverse harem shit. Magical Girl Tsubame.
Pretty good. I like that.
Love it. So good. Hope You're Happy, Lemon.
Good. Read it. Get out
reverse
there.
Pervert shit. Red Cat Ramen.
I like the cats.
Genuinely makes me throw up. Invisible Joe.
Pervert
More
shit.
More anime characters should be named Joe. Hibayoshi.
Pass.
Pass. Kingdoms of Ruin.
Nihilist shit.
Loser Edgelord. Guy she was interested in wasn't a guy at all.
Good.
I hope that's not a problem for you. Until your sword breaks.
Pass.
Friend Zone Forever. Six No Trigger.
Pass.
It was six guys. Me and the Devil Blues.
Pass.
Dude, what the fuck was that about? Kagurabachi.
So hot right now.
So hot right now. Senzenme no Kamitayo.
Pass.
Pass. Kengan Ashura.
It's not Baki.
Knockoff Baki. Steel of Sun and Moon.
Pass.
Wife Guy for real. Magi Lumiere.
Pass.
Small businesses don't make you good. Madara Moyo no Yo.
Nope.
Organ trade is alive and strong in Japan. Shinigami no Hatsuki.
Pass.
Gods don't want to fuck you. Umineko when they cry.
Weird, good, creepy.
It sucks shit. What's wrong with you people? Fool Night.
Plants are weird.
Plants are weird and it's cool. Boy and the Heron.
Miyazaki hates his son.
He's going senile. Yu Yu Hakusho, live action.
I don't
bad
like
hair.
It.
Blood, the Last Vampire.
That's that bad vampire
no,
shit.
No, that's good vampire shit. Love, Hina.
That's that bad harem
I'm
shit.
I'm so ashamed of myself. Ib, Instant Bullet.
That's pretty good.
Good shit. Dungeon Meshi.
Love it. No notes.
Mwah. Best shit. Witch and the Beast.
Confusing start.
I'm begging you to come back and do more chapters. Metallic Rouge.
Why the Metal Gear Solid font?
What happened there? Bujigiri.
So hot right now.
I cannot deal with what the brother fucking thing. Hokkaido gals.
They are canonically thick up in Hokkaido.
That's so fucked. Why can't he choose one? Burn the Witch.
You shouldn't do that.
You're not supposed to do that. Why'd they call it that? Fluffy Paradise.
A symptom of an unhealthy society.
Truly mentally ill. Kara no Kyokai, Garden of Sinners.
Pass.
Visual novels shouldn't be anime. Case Closed, Phantom of Baker Street.
It's still going.
Yo, is this dude gonna grow up or what? Alice in Borderland, live action.
Bad title.
Netflix. Gushing over Gushal Girls.
It's porn.
Oh my god, it's porn. Chained Soldier.
It's porn.
That's also porn. Villainess level 99.
It's pervert shit, but it's not porn.
Grinding is pervert shit. Villainous, all roads lead to doom.
That's just masochism.
That's bad stuff. Shingoku Yoko.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's good. It's all right. Meiji Gekken 1874.
That's the one I was thinking of.
A-Cab. Snack Basue.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah, Tales from Earthsea.
That was pretty bad.
Sean Ashmore. Baroque. No, sorry, I spelled it wrong. Batoke.
It's Baroque.
It's Baroque. Capoeira, baby. Chaos Game.
Pass.
Love it. She is beautiful.
Isn't she, though?
God, it's so fucking good. Mao.
Pass.
What if Rubiko Takahashi did a biography of Mao? Isekai Onsen Paradise.
He likes those hot tubs.
Pervert shit, but for another reason. Maburoshi.
Pass.
Glad I didn't watch it. Jigen Daisuke.
Boring.
Bad hair. Persona 3.
Good hair.
Best costumes. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
I don't want to talk about
it. I'm a hater. Outlaw Star.
It's pretty good.
You should keep your girls in a bag, not a box. Monster 103, Mercenaries, Dragon Damnation.
Yeah, we all like One Piece.
No more backdoor prequels. Pokemon Concierge.
Claymation's cool.
We are so back, baby. Ishida.
Pass.
Hulu's trying too hard. Ninja Kamui.
Corn syrup farming.
Dude, corn syrup farming. The Foolish Angel Dances with the Devil.
I liked it. It's fun.
No more shonen shit. Diner.
Pervert shit.
Tarantino shonen. Mr. Villain's Day Off.
Pass.
Hated it. Cherry Magic: 30 years of being a virgin makes you a wizard.
Turns out other people can read minds too.
I I don't think that's true. Curiosity kills the schoolgirl. Hell yeah, dude. Fucking funny.
Pass.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Stone Ocean.
Is the good shit.
She's the top 10 JoJo
for me. Oh, absolutely.
Unicorn Overlord.
Pass.
So excited. Gotham Knights.
You best Batman.
Batman is a billionaire. Joker 1, Operation Joker.
Actually, that's the best Batman.
It's the best Batman. Spider-Man, the manga.
Was that really the last thing we talked about?
Why does he look like that? I don't get it. Wow. All right, guys. I mean... fuck.
Oh man,
that's a year of our lives. Wow. It makes
I don't feel good about that, actually. This is putting a bad taste in my mouth.
It makes me a little sad,
a little uncomfortable, really.
A little uncomfortable, a little sad. We missed a couple of these, I have to say. We both passed on a couple of these, which means we have literally blacked out certain parts of the old episodes. I'm gonna really quickly like look these up and see what was going on. What was the first one, Nate? Was it this one? Tome Otoko to Ningen Onna?
No. That was, we were going too fast, so I had to start marking them in color. The first one we passed over was Undead Murder Farce.
Oh, no, I know that one. That's just bad Sherlock Holmes shit in fantasy worlds. What's the next one?
Then we both passed over Oshimai.
Oshimai. I know Oshimai. Which
now,
makes me sad.
I know Onimai, now I'm your sister.
That makes me really sad. I don't like that you know that.
I mean, I know of it. You know, it's not like I've read it or anything.
Why is she your sister now?
No, now you are her sister.
I'm now your sister.
Well, you'll never be my sister.
So I'm your sister? Okay, whatever. What's the next one?
Wait, is that what you were thinking of?
No, it wasn't.
What is Oshimai?
I'll have to look it up later. What's the next one?
Dore-Yugi.
Dore-Yugi.
Dore-Yugi. I have memory of this one at all.
Dore-Yugi. Dore-Yugi was a death game about slavery. You bought and sold slaves, and then you battled them in death games.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
Using Pokemon Go. Very literally using Pokemon Go.
Oh, you know what? Actually, that reminds me of something else. We left off Rising of the Shield Hero off of this list, which is also a pro-slavery anime.
Yeah. Well, okay, Dore-Yugi is not pro-slavery. It just has a lot of slavery in it. Okay, what was the next one?
Bloody Junkie.
Oh, Bloody Junkie, yes. I think I read Bloody Junkie. Yes. Bloody Junkie is another death game that just like stopped being published. It's one of the most traditional style death games. It was about a guy who wakes up in a room. He's in like a concrete bunker and he's locked in with a bunch of other people, and a mysterious voice tells them to all kill each other. It's as straightforward as you could possibly get.
Okay. All right.
What's next?
Tengubarai no Sankyudai.
What? Tengubarai no Sankyudai?
Tengubarai no Sankyudai.
Don't say it like that. Yes. Tengubarai. This one was about, it's a very typical shonen, except they're killing Tengu, the guys with the long noses.
Uh-huh.
And a guy gets bitten by a Tengu, so he becomes a were-Tengu.
So it's werewolf rules.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Okay, what's the next one?
The last one I have written down was Tome Otoko no Ningen Onna.
That was the last one? Really?
Yeah, that we passed over, that we both passed over.
We did a pretty good job.
We did okay. We did all right.
Tome Otoko to Ningen Onna was one of the, we both thought was very cute. It was the one about the invisible man who dates the blind girl.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that. That one was actually pretty good.
I liked that one
quite a bit.
Yeah, I thought that was very cute.
Yeah, it was probably the title. Does it have an English title? Maybe I would remember it under that one.
Invisible Man and Human Lady.
Okay. Well, now I can see why that title didn't stick in my head.
The Invisible Man and his soon-to-be wife? That's very presumptuous. He doesn't propose to her or anything.
Yeah, but like she's down. She's down for it, like,
I mean,
from the beginning.
She is very down. he smells really good or something.
I'm gonna have to catch up on that one. I remember really liking the beginning of that.
Yeah, I like that one a lot. I thought that was very cute. I also like it whenever they resist the urge to make the invisible guy goes into the bathhouse joke, because god damn, you give it a fucking rest. That's so hack.
It's real hack.
It's so fucking hack. I mean, even putting all the other like moral part of it aside, it is just incredibly unfunny and hack.
A flat narrative device.
Yeah, and we see it so much, you know what I mean? Like, it's so pervasive.
I mean, all I'm saying is that if I had the power to turn invisible, I'd be going to the movies for free. That's what I'd be doing.
Yeah. I mean, I would be doing the other very hack thing, which is like just robbing banks and shit.
Well, I naturally assume that if you're invisible, then you don't have to eat.
What?
Because, you know, the food would just go right through you. It would just fall through you.
You think if you're invisible, you're fully incorporeal.
Dad, do you understand how light rays work? There's no other way to be fully invisible.
It's called reflection, pure reflection.
Then you would still look like a warping of reality, an outline of yourself walking through the world.
Well, yeah.
You can't reflect the light rays back. You need them to pass fully through you without reflecting. The only way to do that is to be a ghost. And ghosts can't eat because the food falls through them.
You've never been to Chicago, okay? Just admit it.
Well, of course. I've never been to Chicago.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody who's been to Chicago knows exactly what I'm talking about. This fool's never even been to Chicago. Oshimai. Oshimai was a collection of manga, Twitter manga, published by Kawasaki Tadataka. Now, this is famously the short collection which included maybe my funniest fucking manga, like, four-panel comic ever, which was the one where the mangaka is drawing himself, and he's lying in bed, and his wife lies next to him, and she's like, good night, and he's like, good night, and then they turn off the light, and he doesn't close his eyes, he just looks out the window, and then his wife, a speech bubble comes from his wife, and it says, Why can't you draw normal manga?
That's very funny.
I think that's one of the funniest manga panels I've ever fucking seen. I'm gonna see if I have it so I can drop it to you. It's,
yeah, please,
insanely
do.
Insanely fucking funny.
Oh man, but I think that's it. I think that's all the ones that we truly didn't make a landing in our heads, so we did pretty good on this list.
That is truly an insane amount of anime.
Doctors might describe this as too much anime.
Mental health professionals would be concerned to hear how much anime we consumed in a single year. But you know what? Hey, if you're an anime podcast listener, that is bang for your buck, baby. I dare you. Look at any other anime podcast, you find one anime podcast that has talked about that depth and breadth of anime.
You can't.
Even one.
You can't find it.
You fucking can't, dog.
We're the only one. We're the only anime podcast bringing you this type of quality of coverage.
We are the only anime podcast bringing you hits on Tiger Won't Eat Dragon Yet, or Bathroom Guwa, or Blue Drop, or
Onimai Now I'm Your Sister,
or Onimai. No one else would have the guts to mention that. No anime podcast is talking about Outlander.
Outlander.
No anime podcast is out here talking about fucking, I don't know, Scott Pilgrim, I guess. They probably are. Right?
I'm confident in saying that we're the only anime podcast that has talked about Spy Family.
That seems, you know
that
what?
That seems true.
I don't listen to enough manga and anime podcasts to dispute it. So I guess I'm just going to have to say that's true.
Yeah. Wow. In the words of Ronald Reagan, it was true in my heart.
I hope I'm not exposing my ignorance. Wow, okay, Jesus Christ. That is more anime and manga than we have ever talked about on any single episode of this show. or any episode of any show ever. Damn,
dude.
We're fucking good at this.
We're hitting it out of the park, honestly. No faults, all homers.
Incredible. I mean, we're rolling straight into year two, like, as strong as possible. If you aren't listening to this show yet, now you are. If you're hearing this and you haven't heard this show, yes, you have.
Yeah, because you made it to the end of one whole episode.
You made it here. How did you do that? Let me know. Seriously.
What kind of psycho skips to the end of a podcast they've never heard of before?
Hey, if you're just skipping around, like, looking for the good part, you found it. It's the last couple of minutes of an episode. It's the best part.
And it's every episode.
And it's every single episode. Hey, if you could disagree, let me know, and I'll send you a random screenshot from a manga I've read. And it will convince you to read that manga, and then you'll be in my debt, and you'll have to listen to my podcast.
You'll do it.
Damn, this is a perfect scheme.
It's how I ended up on this show.
Yeah, it's how I got him. Fuck, I'm good at this.
All right, well, I think that is it for us, handsome and beautiful listeners.
That wraps up for the year. That wraps up Anime Death Spiral for the year.
Again, we tumble ever farther downward. Because I'm sure that same time next week, we'll have watched more anime.
I'm not willing to promise that, but I will make an effort for you, handsome and beautiful listeners. Because that's what I've done this for. That's what I listed off. 80 anime and manga. That's why I did 80 in anime mangas. It was for you, handsome, beautiful listeners. 80.
80.
That's more days than are in even a year.
You can't even count that high.
You can't even count that high. I barely could, and I'm a fucking genius with a podcast.
Okay.
Okay, fuck, please, Jesus Christ.
Please follow us. Please download the episodes where podcasts are found. We have a TikTok, at Anime Death Spiral. We're on YouTube. Do the stuff there. We desperately need the support.
Yeah, follow on the things. Follow on the Blue Sky. Trick people into listening to
you
the
show. You have to sound like you want them to do it. You have to sound like
so
you want
tired.
Them to do it.
I'm so tired. Please just do the thing. Please trick people into listening to this show. I'm begging you.
All right. Until next time.
Until next year.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
That's a wrap on a year of this fucking show. I think there's some interesting stuff in there, but it's very frustrating. You want to do it more times. We just did it.